Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Any Mid-South dealer, or they buy you a tank of gas. B, better buying experience. They value your time and make it quick. C, customer care. They want you to be an all-star family member for this car or truck and all the other ones you'll ever need. And before you head to All-Star and Olive Branch, check out the inventory at allstarautogroup.com. Silverados, Equinox, Traverse, Impala, Camaro. They have all you ever need with the best Chevy lineup ever. So don't go to Collierville, the Pike, or South Haven. Find new roads to Olive Branch and All-Star Chevrolet. Minutes from anywhere in Memphis, or go to allstarautogroup.com. Just mention you heard about them on this station and you'll get a Malco movie gift card when you test drive any All-Star Chevy you want.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4720.
Hi, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. Looking for something different for this year's holiday party? Let me come and cater your party, or join us at Felicia Suzanne's. Enjoy a special evening with items such as organic chicken crepes, shrimp and grits, and end with my signature bread pudding. Start planning your New Year's Eve by joining us at Felicia Suzanne's. Call me at 901-523-0877 or go to our website, FeliciaSuzanne.com, for more information.
All right, so you guys might remember earlier in the year we had the Jason and John Checking Olympics. Well, we are taking the show to the Bluff. We're going to have Jason and John Checking November 22nd, and we need you.
Oh, welcome to Moe's Looking Ass.
That's right. It will be historic, so we need all checkers, all Memphis checkers, all of you all, to apply. If you are ready, if you are the best, apply 929ESPN.com and bring it to the table to the Bluff on November 22nd.
Bring it!
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, this hour's word is shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W. You can text shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, to 72881. You have up until 12 noon. You could win $1,000 here. We're doing it every hour, 9 to 5. Text the word shadow to 72881. Good luck. Your next chance to win is at 12 noon. This hour's code word is shadow. Good luck.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey. Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is tired of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rep, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about, no worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Wednesday, October 16th. And John Martin, it is over. I know you don't care, but I know our producer Brad Carson does. It's finally, the pain is over. Cardinals season is over. I salute you, St. Louis Cardinals and your fans. It was a heck of a second half to the season, but that is done. Do you hear me? Done. We are moving on. Do you understand? We are moving on. Brad Carson.
God bless you. God bless.
Sound like you want to say something else.
Nope.
You know what else is done, John Martin, or at least it appears so?
What's that?
The career, or at least as a starter
for the Titans of one Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is definitely
true. Are we
true.
At the end, brother?
Yeah, of course.
Have we reached the end
of a
handsome, valiant, injury-prone man at quarterback for the Titans?
I think we're past the point of having to ask the question. You know, I think we're past the point of even having a question of have we
I think it's official
reached
now.
The end. We have most certainly, undoubtedly reached the end, and it was official last night that Marcus Mariota is going to the bench in favor of Ryan Tannehill. So,
no, you like it.
Well, you know, I don't really like it.
I revel in rooting against a good person.
Yeah, I just always knew it was going to happen. Like, for years I knew it was coming.
Right.
And I said on September 19th, it was time. You know, like,
you have the date.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have been.
You know, the receipts.
This is not new for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Marcus Mariota has, in my opinion, never really been a good quarterback. And I know that there are other people to blame. I know it's not just him. Like, I understand. I think in some ways, you know, you could make the argument that he was let down by his organization, right? But I also think at some point, you know, you can't just blame everybody else for the duration of your career. You can't just blame everybody else for your own failures, your own shortcomings, right? There's got to be a guillotine for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that guillotine is fallen, and his name is Ryan Tannehill. Off with your head and job, Marcus Mariota. Welcome to the bench. Let me know how it feels. We got a lot going on today here on the show. We're going to get into Marcus Mariota and maybe some of your favorite memories, Jason, because I know obviously for a long time you believed in him, and like many others, you were let down.
Yeah, make me the Marcus Mariota stand today.
Well, you were a stand, but you did enjoy his
I said if this fool could just be competent, that's a good team there. They should be a playoff team. That's what I said.
Yeah, and so maybe we'll let you sort of say your piece.
Well, you know, I love talking about the KC playoff win.
That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
Yeah, probably the highlight.
It's been 84 years. You know,
it ain't time for the Titanic woman right now on this man's career.
But anyway, we're going to have Jeff Goodman in studio here in just a little bit.
Okay.
He's in town. He works for Stadium, as you know.
Covers basketball all levels still?
All levels. That's what his Twitter bio says. I don't know if he still does anymore, though. I mean, I don't really catch him on the high school level. Do you? I mean, do you ever see him on the high school level? So maybe we confront him about
it. Only with the elite recruits.
The blatant lie that he tells in his bio.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we will talk to Jeff Goodman in studio at 11:20. 12:25, we're going to be joined by Mark Giannotto. He had a crazy column today.
I had no idea.
About Hank McDowell.
I had no idea.
I mean, you know, nearly, emergency brain surgery.
6 weeks ago.
That is really scary.
Yeah. That close to, doctor told him we got to operate right now or else you could die. I mean, is that serious? You're not even thinking, you just go to the hospital. And who knew that Hank had gone through that? We're all praying for his, it looks like, what's going to be a full recovery. He's planning on getting back on the radio and moving right along. So, yeah, a great story that I was not aware of until I read it in Mark Giannotto's column this morning.
Yeah, so we will talk to Mark Giannotto at 12:25. Then at 1:25, we're going to talk to Anthony Sain. He'll be in the studio. The Grizzlies are going to suck. Just is what it is.
Oh, thanks for letting us know, John.
Just is what it is.
Is that the headline today? Good grief.
But maybe Anthony Sain can help us through it. I don't know. We'll talk to him about all that. And more at 1.
We'll see what he thinks too about McDonough's theory that they look like they want to move Josh Jackson.
Okay.
We'll see what Sain thinks about that because you know he thinks highly of Josh.
Yeah. So a couple housekeeping notes. We are doing our check-in event. We actually had somebody tweet us the other day about it. Right. We talked about it. Ended up having to adjust some things here and there. So here's the deal. Here's the deal on the check-in event. It's happening, folks. It's happening at the Bluff, November the 22nd at 7 p.m. You can enter. Over at 90, if you want to be a part of this, right? If you want to, you know, if you want to participate in the Memphis pastime that is checking, all you got to do is go to 92.9ESPN.com and there's links you can take that you can follow to enter. So it's going to be a great event. It's going to be history. I mean, I don't know if there's ever been an official, check-in, forum like this.
Maybe there has been. I just don't remember. Back the curtain a little bit. We had a different date, and then Tiger schedule came out.
Yeah,
and there was a Tigers. We don't want any of the best checkers in Memphis, right, to be down at the Tigers game and unable to attend. So that's why we've moved it. We figure this is going to be a historic season. I think that one, John's even a bye game, but we didn't want to miss anybody.
Yeah.
No excuses. All the best from all corners of Memphis, north, south, east, west. Come on over from West Memphis. Even if you're a Blue Devil, we'll take you too. We want nothing but the best. And John, it's at the Bluff on November 22nd. Get online to apply. It's going to be a fun night. There's no question about it. We've had some fun with those segments. So it should be a historic night, John Martin. I'm expecting it.
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, that is the show
thriving
today.
In.
We are looking forward to seeing everybody at the Bluff. And we just, you know, the first time we did this on the show, it was an absolute smash. We did it twice. It was so good, right?
Brad, his whole body, and then your foot.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey got roasted.
Oh, Jeffrey, too.
Well, Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, he was.
Well, then haven't we done
too.
It three times?
No, we didn't.
Roast. Was that not official on your foot?
No, that was just you tweeted a picture of my foot out.
Well, it got wasted.
And
I don't have to get roasted in this event, do I?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll just see what happens, Brad. Just stay tuned.
We may use you as an appetizer if that's okay. No, I think you've served.
I mean,
I think you've served your time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I said broke Woody Harrelson. Well, it was one of the.
Welcome to Moe's Looking In.
Yeah.
Welcome to. All right. So anyway, Jeff, I'm going to be in the studio here in just a moment. But before we do that, NFL, busy NFL day yesterday.
It was.
There was a big trade, a big blockbuster trade. Jalen Ramsey was traded from the Jacksonville Jaguars to the L.A. Rams in exchange for two first-round picks, 2020 and 2021, and a fourth-round pick in 2021. In other words, the Rams gave up more to land Jalen Ramsey than did the Chicago Bears to land Khalil Mack from the Raiders, which I find interesting. Now, somebody asked me, they said, well, don't you think, much like Khalil Mack, Jalen Ramsey is a generational talent? And I say yes. The answer is absolutely yes. But here's the difference. Jalen Ramsey, you can avoid. Like, you don't have to be reckoned with Jalen Ramsey. You could just not throw his direction. Now, that's obviously not ideal.
Right, because that's typically going to take out your number one receiver that
right.
you're not throwing to.
But you could also move. You can move your best receiver around.
Well, that's the thing that Hopkins says about Jalen. He goes with you.
He shadows you.
He's staying on your
he
one
does.
To your point.
But whatever, you know, whatever side of the field that you're more comfortable throwing on, if you're a quarterback,
no,
you can just
you.
Line
you can
your receiver
the
on the opposite
way. If
side.
If you've got a decent two, which you should be solid.
You cannot avoid Khalil Mack.
Points taken.
On every play, like, he is either going to get to the quarterback or he is going to command a double team, which is going to allow a lineman, obviously not named Akeem Hicks, to get to the quarterback because he's on IR.
Oh, or he's going to be on the sideline sucking wind on the final drive trying to get his wind back.
Oh, I guess there's some trouble in paradise, huh?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I mean,
Khalil Mack be taking some plays off.
I'm just saying, you're playing against your former team. I mean, how much wind do you need out there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they're not supposed to be that good.
Yeah, anyway. The point is the Rams now have,
they paid a hefty price for it.
Arguably the best cornerback in the game. And Jalen Ramsey. I didn't think the Rams' problem was their defense. I know they did give a lot of points to Tampa Bay, and they haven't looked great on that side of the ball. But, I mean, if I'm them, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with my team offensively. You know, why do we not look like the well-oiled machine that we were last season? But, you know, hey, I'm not in those meetings. I'm not in those coaches' rooms. You know, I'm not breaking down film. So obviously they feel like that they needed to upgrade at that position, and that's what they did.
Well, they're in completely win now mode. There's no question about it. I mean, that's the way, in terms of the way they've paid guys, where they're at. It's now or bust for them. And you saw the move where they trade out Marcus Peters beforehand, their former cornerback, now over to Baltimore to sort of clear the way for Jalen. And if you listen to the breakdown of this, it was supposedly, allegedly, that Marcus Peters, more of that zone corner, well, they want to play man. And, of course, Jalen right there at the top of your game. So you ship him out, bring Jalen in. Defense has been an issue. I mean, anytime you give up 55 to Tampa Bay, look, I know James can get on a roll, but we know how bad he is, too. Just through five interceptions. Anyway, giving up that many, it's a warning. And trading Marcus Peters like they had, paying this kind of price tells you what they think about their defense right now. You're right. Last couple of weeks, it's been offensively. And I tell you this. I mean, let's. It's the elephant in the room. We've said it. It sounds silly because they haven't made this official, but Todd Gurley ain't right. And a lot of their offense, right, was based on the play action, the possibility, the potential of that you're going to give it to Todd Gurley, you're going to play off that game. It made things easier for Jared Goff, there's no question about it. And without him last week, man, did he struggle.
Yeah.
He absolutely did. If you're depending on him just to be that guy and lead you, he's shown us. He can be shaky. And so there's a lot of things to fix for the Rams, unfortunately, in a situation where they've got to win right now. John, it seems to me like they're mortgaging their entire future here to win now. And like I said, to your point, it's not just defensively. Clearly, they think they've got a need to fix it defensively, bringing in Jalen. But offensively, it's been a problem, too. They look off to me in an NFC West that right now you got Seattle and you got San Francisco looks better than that team.
Yeah.
And they're all in on win now, going all in. hefty price to pay. We'll see if it pays off.
Yes, we will. And then the other bit of news in the NFL, it was official. I mean, we knew it was coming, and we knew that this was the way it was going to go. But Marcus Mariota.
A long, long time ago.
Do you remember when they drafted Marcus Mariota, man?
Man, yeah.
And do you remember that first eight games? There's like an eight-game stretch, whether it was his first or second year, where he looked like, I mean, he looked like an elite quarterback.
Well, I mean, unlike Jameis, he didn't have the baggage coming with him. You know,
exactly.
You thought you had the right one.
He's an Eagle Scout of a man. And for one reason or another, whether it was the fact that he's on his 15th offensive coordinator in 5 years, whether it's the fact that he's on his sixth head coach in 3 years, whether it's the fact that they have never, according to Titans fans, been able to surround him with appropriate weapons.
They got weapons now.
Whether it's the fact that he's had a porous offensive line for the majority of his career, though I would also tell you that Aaron Rodgers' offensive line has never been that good either.
Mm, good ones get through that.
Man, give Aaron Rodgers that offensive line. He's going to look the damn same, you know? Now, he's going to hate everybody, but he's going to look the same. The great ones don't blame their offensive line. Anyway, the time for Marcus Mariota in Nashville, the time for Marcus Mariota in Tennessee, it is over.
The question is, do you think Tanny can save it?
No, no one can save it. Let's be clear.
Because we're only going to do so much more if you were right here, John. Well, I'm getting real sick of it. Like, my gosh, it's been every week.
And I
knew when we saw the announcement, we get a little bit more of this.
Everything's coming up aces.
We opened the segment with it. We're going to close the segment with it. My gosh, are we going to move it forward and ask about Tanny? And can he save this? Or are we just going to focus on you being right about Marcus Mariota?
Well, what Titans fans don't want to acknowledge is that every time I've actually talked about their team, I've been right. So let me continue to break the news for you. First of all, this is the best thing that could happen for your franchise, moving on from Marcus Mariota now.
But there are probably some Titans fans, but quite a few of them that agree with you right there.
Because now you don't have to pay him, right? Now you don't have to pay this guy an exorbitant amount of money to lead your franchise to 7 wins a season. So you're welcome for that. Secondly, I know to the extent that any Titans fans are out there wondering, is Ryan Tannehill going to lead us to the playoffs?
Hey,
no.
He's thrown for over 4,000 yards a couple times, and as you know, his former boss, Mike Tannenbaum, loves him.
No, Ryan Tannehill is not going to lead you to the playoffs. I suspect you guys probably win, if I had to say the over-under on wins for the rest of the year, 3.5. Probably win maybe 3.5 more games this year.
Usually you know I don't root against you, but just your tone today, I hope Tanny comes back and gets him into the playoffs. I hope, because I just can't stand your little tone, your little uppity tone today. I was so right the whole time about it, Titans fan, because I think you don't give the rest of this team enough respect.
The rest of the team, the defense is good.
Yes, Mariota has sucked.
He's done. There's no has sucked. He's done.
It's over.
It's over for
him. That's the part you get right.
Good night, sweet prince.
Write the line.
It's over.
Write the line. That's the part you get right.
Yes.
We're moving on.
Okay, so now, listen. The Titans have a great opportunity in front of them. They should tank. They should They should maximize their draft position so that they could draft as elite a quarterback as they possibly can. That's what they should do. Because they're not making the playoffs with Ryan Tannehill. He is not the long-term answer. So you better find it. While you still have a solid defense in place, while you have, you know, all these weapons on rookie deals before you actually have to go out and pay people, right?
Yeah, but don't you think a rookie quarterback's going to come right in and get them and be
the thing
that puts
them over the top? No, but you might as well start that process, though.
Or have a guy to kind of be that bridge, right? That maybe he's a veteran, maybe he's good enough.
I don't want a
bridge. With the rest of these things.
I don't want a bridge. That's not what I want. I want a franchise QB, which I have not had.
You can draft that franchise QB and tank right now if you want to, John. The odds are you're not going to be able to put him with the rest of your team next year and win a Super Bowl with that team that you're talking about.
You can't win a Super Bowl next year.
Of course you can.
But you can start, like, Derek Carr started as a rookie. And I'm not saying Derek Carr is a great quarterback, but he got thrown in there. And by his second, third year, like, he was at an MVP level. Now, obviously, something's happened. I don't know what's changed with him.
Yeah.
But my point is, the quicker you start the process, usually the better off you're going to be in that department.
My point is, I think I would explore other options before that.
Well, like,
their team has not given up over 20 points this season. Again, only three teams, the Bills and Pats, have done. That's a good defense. That's a defense right now. We're trying to fix this thing. We're seeing if you can get somebody just competent in there, John. Just somebody that's not going to lose games for you.
Right.
You sound familiar?
Yeah, I would trade for Cam Newton if I could.
I would explore that I'm thinking, because, again, you go draft a rookie quarterback, it's reset in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Well, it might be reset time.
Reset
anyway.
On a team that in a lot of other positions is ready to go. Is ready to win at least that division.
Look, it is never a good sign when your quarterback's best highlight is a pass to himself. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, when when the Marcus Mariota Sports Illustrated DVDs are distributed, the first and only play is going to be that playoff game where he catches a pass that he threw to himself.
It's one of his Titans franchise records. First quarterback to catch a touchdown reception. I'm not sure there'll ever be another. And I'm sure it's one he can be proud of. John, you know the proudest moment was that KC win. You at least give him that as we march him out the door honorably. At least give him that win.
He has that playoff
win. He threw blocks. He did everything.
You can never – it's like Josh Pastner's ACC Coach of the Year. You just can – you don't know how the hell it happened, but you can never take it away.
That's right.
But you can never take that honor away. All right, when we come back, Jeff Gibbs is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis. He's here. We'll talk to him about that, what he thinks about the AAC preseason polls. What else is going on in college basketball? That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. I watched him on the
stage. All right, so you guys might remember earlier in the year we had the Jason and John Checking Olympics. Well, we are taking the show to the Bluff. We're going to have Jason and John Checking November 22nd, and we need you.
Oh, welcome to Moe's Looking Ass.
That's right. It will be historic, so we need all checkers, all Memphis checkers, all of you all, to apply. If you are ready, if you are the best, apply 929ESPN.com and bring it to the table to the Bluff on November 22nd.
Bring it!
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, Memphis. Brett Clark here, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. I get asked all the time what I mean when I say we use food and wine to create memorable times. It's things like bringing a selection of shawls to your table in any color to match your outfit if you're a little chilly. Or, if you forgot your reading glasses, we bring you a box of reading glasses labeled for gender and intensity. Or if your phone is about to die, we'll bring you a portable battery. Add this to things like our Fleming Prime Steaks and a wine list with over 100 selections, and you have a meal to remember. Come experience the difference at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, where we use food and wine to create memorable times.
Fall is here, and we want to help you get your backyard ready. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool has a great inventory of Caldera spas. They're your one-stop shop for everything outdoor spa-related, Louisiana pellet grills, and ceramic Komodo cookers. Visit the showroom and see all of the gas logs by Real Fire so you can stay warm this fall and winter. Outdoor Living by Memphis Pool, your one-stop solution for all things backyard, beauty, and fun. Located at 468 West Highway 72 in Collierville. Visit OutdoorLivingMemphis.com.
It doesn't take a focus group to name a Papa John's pizza with five of our best meats. Just take a ginormous bite and blurt out the first thing you think of. Meats! With an S. Meats, plural. Used in a sentence, it would be like, holy cow, that's a lot of meats! Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go enjoy the meats of my labor. Try large meats or works for just $12. Only at Papa John's. Not valid with other discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
I never get sick. Never taken a sick day. I'm not going to let a little thing like a 100-degree fever stop my business. You know what really makes me sick? Downtime. You know the cure to downtime? Grainger. With same-day pickup, next-day delivery options, and time-saving inventory solutions, Grainger keeps our facility running and fit as a fiddle. Some people go to the doctor. I go to America's trusted source for industrial supplies. Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Those roll it, hold it, mold it, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go.
We are making history today, ladies and gentlemen, because we were just informed for the first time ever, Jeff Goodman, who covers basketball at all levels, is here in studio.
You're not going to read my bio off my Twitter page, are you?
Will you stop with that?
You don't need to look at my Twitter page bio to intro me.
No, but
enough.
I want to, but it's
so
important.
You can see
though.
It now. It is not important.
When you cover basketball on all levels, that should be said. Not many people are doing that, Jeff. Not many people doing that.
And you haven't changed. You're still getting it done. I don't know about that. I'm a lot older. The flights kill me. Vegas trips hurt. I'm still hurting right now.
What percentage are you? Are your knees all good?
My
your
knees
body,
good.
Your body's feeling good? You're ready for the season?
I could take, you know, want to be ice.
Oh, he is feeling good.
No ice over here in a race.
You
took the hat off for a little bit. What?
You think you could beat me in a race? You got to stop.
No, I probably can't.
No, it would be embarrassing. You probably run. I've never seen you run, but
I got long strides.
It looks like Woody. Do you run like Woody?
I got long strides.
From Toy Story?
That's all I know.
It looks like a process, you know, when you run.
Well, listen, you got a few years on me, so we'll see.
All right, so listen, there's a lot to get to. We're going to talk some college basketball. I know sometimes you don't like talking about Memphis because they're irrelevant again.
I'm here.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm here.
Yeah, against your will, right? I mean, come on.
No, I told you. I was coming down. Memphis is one of the biggest stories in college basketball leading up to the season, and I think throughout the season this year, whichever way it goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, like to me, I think all eyes are going to be on Penny Hardaway and James Wiseman and all these other guys, for better or for worse.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely.
Yeah, quit treating this guy like he's Seth Greenberg or Rob Doster, man.
Well, I mean,
we've said he's had the pulse ever since he did the Tubby thing. He knew that there had to be a change, man.
I agree.
We still treat him like he's a heel around here.
Well, you're not. You kind of play it up, but you're not really a heel. It does drive me a little bit crazy, and I'm curious when you sort of survey your peers from a national level, do you feel like they're giving Memphis enough sort of respect for the class that they are bringing in?
No. No, you're absolutely right. If Kentucky or Duke had brought in the same exact class, it would be like all we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm not at ESPN anymore, obviously, but I'm curious to see what the narrative is going in. Is it still Kentucky and Duke? Because, frankly, and I'm going to write this in the next couple of weeks, talking to NBA guys who have been to Kentucky for Pro Day.
Yep.
And Duke had a scrimmage yesterday, the day before, and I was texting and talking with some NBA guys, they might not have a top 10 pick on either team for the first time since Derrick Rose, Calipari or Kay.
Right, right.
For the first time since Derrick Rose in 2008.
Wow. That
neither one would have a top, and I'll go even further, a top 6 pick. Either one of the two has had somebody drafted in the top 6 every year since 2008. That probably won't happen this year.
Yeah, I guess. And Memphis, by the way, might have 2 in the top 10.
Could. I mean, Precious, I still want to see it.
I understand.
Like, Wiseman to me is a lock.
Yeah.
A lock.
Right.
Like, I think he's going to go number 1.
Yeah.
But Precious, I got to see it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I like to see how he fits into the system, to see kind of like what his role is going to be.
How he picks things up.
Yeah.
You know, how hard he plays consistently.
Yeah.
You don't know, and they got a lot of dudes on this team, too.
No doubt. So is this – we were talking about this yesterday –
When is the last time? I know you came for the tournament a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But when is the last time you came to Memphis?
For Memphis.
For to see Memphis, to cover Memphis, to talk to Memphis.
I mean, it had to be 10 years.
It's been 10 years. Right?
Had to be 10 years. Like, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
But think about it. Since Cal left, like,
well, Josh
relevant,
had some years.
Relevant,
Josh
right?
Had
I mean, he
years.
Brought in Will Barton, and we were all excited, and you thought maybe they'd be
Austin Nichols class.
Yeah. No, he brought in some talent early, but. Never really kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
Listen, Josh, we've talked about this. He wasn't the right guy for this job.
Yeah.
Right.
His first job should have been Rice University. But, listen, nobody's turning that down.
Yeah.
You know, nobody else wanted it, I guess. I mean, I still think they could have found somebody that probably fit Memphis better than
does
Josh.
Does he ever get out of Rice, though, if he's...
No.
You know, does he ever get ACC with Coach, which is crazy. We were talking about that yesterday. That
he might have gone Rice to Georgia Tech.
Exactly.
He actually might have gone that route
that
instead
route.
Of going... Memphis, and then dropping down.
I'm interested on this take. Bill has had a take, because he was just here, your former colleague over at ESPN, and who initially said Memphis should be embarrassed by what they did with Tubby Smith. Comes, obviously, is impressed, tells Seth Greenberg, man, I really like what Penny and Mike Miller and that staff are doing over here. Yeah. And it has a Memphis fan says that, but hey, remember what you said, we should be embarrassed. But and doubles down and says, well, you still should be. Can you be both? Shouldn't Memphis fans at this point, you know, it got rough. Tubby had to come 2 days before he actually got the axe. But shouldn't you be proud right now? Should you? I mean, because if you're embarrassed
it's
right
business.
Now, then you can say
Wait,
that Penny and them
Jay
should
Billis,
be there.
Isn't Jay Billis all about business?
Yes.
Right? Kids getting paid.
Yes.
And that's
it's
the part we
business.
Agree with him on all the time.
That's
right?
what it is. Yeah, this is about
and
business.
And we say he's right there.
Nobody was coming to the game, right? I mean, the game still, nobody was coming.
Exactly.
They had quit.
Nobody cared. Nobody. I mean, like, they were okay.
You didn't recognize the program. We didn't recognize the program.
I didn't know any of the players. If you had asked me to name the players on Tubby Smith's team.
Yeah.
I might have been able to name two or three guys.
Like, in terms of guys he recruited, like, you really shouldn't have been able to name any of them.
He's a great coach.
Yeah.
But he wasn't going to get it done here.
Yeah.
He was not going to get it done here. Like, it didn't work.
Much
so.
Like Josh, the fit was off. I mean, right. with all due respect, right. Tubby's a Hall of Famer as a coach.
Athletic
but the fit
directors,
still didn't work.
How important is it to have a good athletic director?
Oh,
like, look at Memphis.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, look at Memphis and the mistakes that have been made.
No doubt.
Because they've hired the wrong people.
Yep.
And, again, I didn't know Penny was going to be the right guy, and I'm not sure he would have been if you had hired
him
instead
of
Tubby.
2 years ago, right.
You know, like,
yeah.
you hire him then, and he can't get Wiseman, and then they don't get this momentum.
Because he didn't get Wise in the East until 2017.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, so that definitely would have made a difference.
Listen, I'm not sure he would have – timing is – everything.
That's kind of what he says on his Instagram.
It's that prep,
really.
And those relationships he made then that are give him the advantage, I think, over the Patrick Ewings and the Juwan Howards who have come from the NBA because they couldn't get the job and have had to come here and do this. Penny kind of built his way up.
Listen.
And you feel like that foundation's going to be there.
I feel that way.
Last.
I covered recruiting. You covered recruiting.
Yep.
You covered some recruiting. Yep. If I didn't cover recruiting, when I went to cover college basketball, I never would have broken stories.
100%.
But I had those
relationships. Exactly.
Penny had those relationships that there he could take advantage of and get players and then get momentum. And after that, you win.
Right.
Nobody cares the fact that you know, you weren't a college coach, assistant coach, and didn't – I mean, paid his dues in the right place, honestly, in grassroots.
Yeah.
What's fair for a team with the number one class, for a coach that's in his second year, but obviously has got a great staff, did a good job getting that team in the NIT last year, half Tubby guys, half his. What's fair this year in terms of expectation levels? How far should they get? Should they
I got
win
them
their
10.
Conference?
I got them 10 right now in the preseason.
What'd I tell you? This isn't like a guy.
That's great.
Like this idea that, you know,
I think it's fair.
Respecting
right? Him. Like to me, I was fighting with, do I put Texas Tech ahead of them?
Right.
I did. I put Chris Beard
in
Texas Tech.
I mean,
they were
in the national championship game. Like,
well,
that's
Chris
fine.
Beard is an elite level.
Oh, I love
coach,
Chris Beard.
Which is proven.
Like, honestly, nobody's been more impressive in the last 2 years than Chris Beard.
Yeah.
Going to the Elite Eight and the title game. So, yes, does Penny have more talent than Texas Tech? Absolutely. But what I do still is, like, have you proven it? Have you proven it? So you still have the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the Kansases, the
Michigan
States. They all got to be ahead of Memphis. You could put them as high as number 5 or 6. And you could put them as low as maybe 15. I think that's the range.
Anything lower than that is a little.
You're just looking for attention.
Like, you're
looking for attention.
Man, I think you nailed it.
Well, I've said, like, as it relates to this Memphis team, they're so good that they just, you have to let them prove you wrong. Like, if you rank them 8th, 9th, 10th, and they lose to Oregon, they lose to NC State.
They might.
Okay, right. They prove you wrong, and they're 20 top 25 team as opposed to top 10.
Right.
But you have to let them do that because they have the number one class in America. They have two projected top 10 picks right now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you have to like you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. Penny cannot be that bad of a coach.
And like, he's not going to be. We saw last year he's not a bad coach.
Yeah.
Like we saw last year, he did a solid job.
Yeah. The staff he's got around him is he's smart enough to put the right.
And I just think here's what I go back to is to me, James Wiseman reminds me a little bit of Anthony Davis in a sense of his personality and how he'll be willing to step back and accept not having an average 20-10. Some guys, right, come in as the number one player, and you're like, I'm the guy. I'm the guy. This is my team. I don't think that's going to be James Wiseman at all, just like it wasn't Anthony Davis. I'm not saying they're going to win a title.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you need that. You need your best player in this situation to be a team-first guy, and I think James Wiseman will be that.
Well, I think you nailed that because, honestly, that's how they got the number one class, is that they had the number one player in the country as a magnet, but who didn't necessarily need the ball, right? Who's willing to sort of set those screens, right? Yep. Who's willing to, you know, clean things up defensively. You know, I do think I made this point a while ago, but, like, let's just say that the number one player, let's say James Wiseman was Anthony Edwards instead, right? And like, maybe you don't get Precious. Maybe you don't get Lester.
Because
you know?
Anthony Edwards needs the ball.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right? He's a ball-dominant guard. James Wiseman is not a ball-dominant player.
Yeah.
And his personality is also such that I think kids want to play with him.
Yeah.
He's not, like, going to go out there and outwardly recruit kids. But you just want to play with him. You want to be around a kid like this because, you know, part of it, too, is you know he's not going to be all about himself. That there's room for other guys like Precious to be able to kind of, you know, get their numbers.
Yeah. And I think Memphis in those past classes, right, with Will Barton and those, like, that was a huge sort of power
struggle.
Yeah,
you had one guy.
Yeah.
You had one dude.
Yeah.
That you kind of knew was going to be the guy.
Right. And I don't know if everybody was always on board with that. You know what I mean?
I was talking yesterday. I was at Mountain West Media Day yesterday, and I was talking about that with San Diego State. Because that's been a program that's traditionally been great.
Mm-hmm.
And last year they had the McDaniels kid, and they had another kid come in. So I was talking to their players about the fact that it's about the role guys.
Yep.
The role guys got – just like with the Celtics last year, I went up to P.J. Tucker after one game, and I said, like, is this Kyrie's fault off the record? And because I'm not a Kyrie guy at all.
Yeah.
I've been bashing him for 2 years. Longer than that even. But I said, whose fault is this? And he looked at me, and he's like, no, this isn't all Kyrie's fault. This is the young guys, too.
Yeah.
They weren't willing to accept their roles after coming off their playoff run a couple of years ago when Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
No question.
So it's got to be a combination of, you know, Wiseman and Precious, but those role guys better accept their roles this year.
Yeah.
You think he ends up getting a Jalen Green? And, I mean, a lot of that's going to depend right on Wiseman going where he's supposed to in the draft, right?
If you're winning this year, think about the momentum.
How sustainable this is. That's where I was going.
If you're, which you should be. I mean, I can't believe they were picked tied for first.
With a Houston team that lost so much.
Right? I'm going to ask Penny that later today. They
played right into his hands, because he wants to play.
Do you think the coach just, hate you? Like, what's going on here? Because
Houston got more first-place votes.
And last I checked, Quentin Grimes isn't eligible yet.
Yeah. Right.
Not even eligible.
Yeah.
He didn't get a waiver.
Right.
Like, Houston's going to be good, but, the talent level isn't even close. Cincy is – I don't even know who was third. Who's third?
I think it was Cincy.
Cincy was third. Had one first place.
They got Cumberland coming back.
Yeah, Cumberland and what else?
Right. Apparently his
new coach.
Everybody says his brother's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Transfer from Oakland, he's fine.
But, yeah.
But, again, I mean, to me – so it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to sitting down with Penny and just kind of talking about a variety of topics.
I did some research on that topic on the last time the number one recruiting class was not picked to win their conference outright. And you got to go back to Kentucky in 2011. They were picked second to Florida with Chandler Parsons and all those. And Florida was just loaded. They had seniors and stuff like that. So
they came back.
I thought a lot of it was out of respect to Kelvin. You know how those coaches do.
Yeah.
But I think – watch out Wichita State, though, with him back, with his team that got better through the year, had a good run in the NIT.
Yep.
Watch for them be second or third.
They'll be better.
Instead of it being a Houston.
James Wiseman was not a unanimous first-team selection in the conference.
Wow.
Well,
South Florida had three guys and Memphis had one.
Yeah.
South Florida had three guys?
Yeah. Yedna, the guard, and
I don't even know who they are.
Really?
I mean, who knows about South Florida basketball?
Had three guys on the first and second team and Memphis just had Wiseman.
Wow. Precious did not make the second team.
I'll have Wiseman on my second team All Americans.
Yeah.
All American team.
Yeah, that's exactly.
All American.
Second team All American.
Think about it. You're putting him on. Exactly. He'll be on everybody's All American teams, and he's not even on
the idea, honestly, that he's not unanimous is how many times does the number one player in the country play in the American?
I mean, that's crazy.
It can happen.
You know,
yeah, I mean, other than
who knows,
Memphis, right,
who knows, right. It may never happen again. Right. And secondly, the fact that Precious, who is a consensus top 12, top 15 player, mm-hmm. is not on first or second team. I mean,
yeah,
and the AAC is going to be down this year.
Right. You know, it's what I mean? Not very good. Not very good. I mean, again, some of the lower teams are better, but then you got like UCF falls off. Like,
yeah.
It's not Cincy falls off.
Dude. Yeah.
It's not great.
Hey, what's going to happen with Bill Self?
I think
nothing
he gets,
this year, right? Because they'll put nothing. It off, put yeah. it off, put off. They'll get, you know.
I think he gets hit with a year-long suspension.
Oh my!
And they get hit with a bunch of, and it's funny. So you react that way.
You know we're on the air, we're live.
Yeah,
people. Okay, I'm just making sure you know, man.
I think that's what I'm saying. Right. I think I don't have any like. Nobody knows with the NCAA.
Sure. Right.
No, but I just think it's funny how you reacted because you're like, oh my, that's a heavy hit. I think a lot of people would be like, that's not heavy enough.
Yeah.
Like, they should get a postseason ban. That's going to be the key.
Mostly
right?
Just because I don't think the NCAA is going to do anything. So
I think they have to. Image-wise, I think perception-wise, they have no choice. And I think Bill Self knows that.
Yeah.
I think Sean Miller knows that.
I was going to say Arizona, too.
All those coaches understand that NCAA is at a spot right now
yeah.
where they can still kind of do what they want. Right? They can hit you. They're still kind of judge, jury. They can do what they yep. want for the most part. So I think they hit, you know, Sean Miller, Bill Self, maybe with year-long suspension.
What about Will Wade?
Well, that's an interesting one because all they have right now, to my knowledge, is a story from Yahoo.
Right.
Right now it's in-depth with the quotes and everything like that. It's a whole lot more than ESPN
had on
Sean
right?
Miller.
Yeah.
Well, but does the NCAA have the recording?
Do they not?
How do we know? We don't know.
Well, who has the recording? Somebody got the recording.
Yahoo got
Yahoo's
it. I'm
got
sure
it.
They got
right.
it from one of the lawyers.
Well, I'm sure Yahoo wouldn't give it to the NCAA if the NCAA asked. I don't
would
know.
You?
I don't know. I guess that's a good question.
If I'm a writer and the NCAA asks me,
why am
I
doing their
I don't
work
have to
for
give
them.
Them. I'm
right.
not doing your work for you.
Right.
I don't have to give it to you.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Right?
Yeah. Pay me. I'll give it to you if you pay me. Like is that against the law?
It would be crazy if Will Wade, the young one, survived all this and the old heads were. Where
right.
the ones getting knocked off.
I mean, I think they'll all – Will will get hit, too. He'll get
some
hit
kind of way,
to some
right?
degree. Yeah. I just think, again, the big thing is going to be, do they hit these guys with a postseason ban? Because they hit Josh Pastner and Georgia Tech with it for having, you know, Wendell Carter at a strip club with Jared Jack, right?
And Ron Dale.
And that clown show.
That administration loves him down there, man.
Oh, my God.
He's on a second athletic
he's
director.
He's on a different athletic director.
And he's still coaching.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Most guys would. And, again, I don't think it's fair that they hit him with a postseason ban. But,
yeah.
but a lot of ADs would have said, whether or not we're going to cut our losses right
of.
Now.
Yeah.
And we'll throw an assistant in there right now.
Right.
And not have to pay him a lot of money, whatever.
I mean, because it's that. Again, they were just allegations. I think they were proven to be false. But, I mean, if you know, with the Ron Bell and the Jennifer Pinley and the whole going.
Oh, that
the
was all false.
I know, but I'm just saying, though, a lot of times that's enough, though, for these athletic
right,
directors.
Right, to get
you know?
Spooked.
Yeah, just like, oh, you're not – and he's not winning. You know, like that's the other thing. It's like that's I guess that's what hangs right. over it all. Is he's not even
yeah.
winning.
Yeah. No, you know? You're right. You're right. I mean, listen.
I need to learn. Like, I need to like take some lessons from him on job security because it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, pictures maybe.
Must something.
Not sure.
Yeah.
Hey, can the Grizzlies get anything out of Josh Jackson? Can that career get turned
that's
around?
Incredible.
That dude.
Oh my God. Like that still is.
They're starting
incredible.
Him in G League right now because I mean that's where
you
this,
just heard
his
so many bad things about him when he was in Phoenix. Work ethic,
right?
Off the court,
the off the
stuff.
Court decisions.
It was just—it had to be. I mean, think about it. Who has gone that far? Who has fallen that far that quick?
Yeah.
Oh, I just yeah.
Right.
I know there were signs at Kansas, but did you ever think that he wouldn't make it? You know what I mean? That this
the only
was coming?
Story I'll give you. Here's my AAU story with Josh Jackson. So, you know, when I go to events, I don't generally I'll go up and like I'll introduce myself to a kid, but I'm not interviewing kids really anymore.
Yeah.
What am I going to talk to, like, a 15, 16-year-old kid about anymore?
Right.
It's hard. Anyway, so the kid ends up, he plays a game in Vegas, and I just want to go up and just introduce myself because I'm at ESPN at that point. I may end up interviewing him at some
point.
Yeah,
you know he's on the come up. Yeah.
So you want him to know who you are.
Exactly.
So I go over to start to walk to him, and some woman comes charging off the bleachers. She's like, you can't talk to him. You can't. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you can't talk to him. It was his mother, Apples, and she was like vehemently like
Apples.
That's her name.
His mom's
Apples.
Name is Apples.
Apples. Yeah.
That's not her.
Yeah, that's, I don't know if it's
we
her real name
stop
or not.
This interview. Oh,
but like,
right
yeah, she,
oh, boy.
How are you just gonna slip that in there?
Let's not judge. Let's hear the rest of the story. That stopped me too in my tracks. Go.
So we made up a couple nights later in Vegas. Somebody kind of, you and Apples? So now we get along well.
You and Apples.
Yeah.
Did you give her the John Martin treatment and buy her all the drinks?
I did not. I didn't have to.
Wow. Apples.
I can't believe you didn't come to Vegas with me on this last trip.
Not after you.
Had I known Apples was going to be there.
She wasn't there.
Oh, okay. She was, okay.
She was not there.
I think that's got to be a nickname, Jeff.
I think it might be real.
I don't think her real name is Apples. I'm going to look it up. You're Googling it right now.
I don't know if it sounds like Apples Jones. I'm not sure her last name is Jones.
Apples Jones.
Yeah, you got it. I wasn't making it up.
Apples Jones? She's in witness protection.
By the way, I made a big mistake in Vegas this time. Normally, I stay at the Cosmo every time. It was insane.
Everybody stays at the Cosmo.
Well, it's all Marriott points.
Marriott points.
Yep.
It was insane. It was like $600-something. I'm like, I can't do this. So I asked somebody, I'm like, where should I stay? And she was like, the Delano or something. The Delano.
Uh-huh.
Really good. I'm like, all right, whatever. I look online. I'm like, it's reasonable. So I'm all excited. You know, new hotel on the strip, whatever. You know, like I stay at the Cosmo every time.
Yeah.
All right. So you get there and I check in. I'm looking around. I'm like, all right, where are the blackjack tables? No, there's no casino in the hotel.
What?
I'm like, what the hell happened here?
How can there not be a casino in the hotel?
No casino.
Wow.
No casino. It was down the end of the strip. Worst decision I've ever made. Maybe in my entire life.
What was the closest casino to you?
The Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
It was way down there. Excalibur. Yeah. So I like walked through these hotels that nobody's been in.
Yeah, you got the
like,
dingy ones.
It was like 1970 the last time somebody walked through the Excalibur.
When the last time I went to Vegas over the summer, they put me in. I couldn't really understand. It was a long day of travel, and she was telling me something at the front desk when I was checking in. She's like, sir, we have a so-and-so room. Do you mind? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I don't mind.
Whatever.
Get there. It's an accessible room.
Handicapped, accessible room.
And like the shower, there's no like divider. It's all like together. It's like the floor, it goes into the shower. And I was like, okay, I got to get the hell out of this room. I got the heebie-jeebies.
Where were you?
It was at the Mirage.
Oh, the Mirage.
It's at the Mirage.
That's what I should have done. I should have done like Mirage.
Listen, we know what's very rare occasion when you come to Memphis.
I'll be back.
And so.
As long as they don't tank.
Right,
I should be back.
But we did want to get you a gift.
Oh, a gift for coming.
John's got a shirt.
A Jason and John gift.
Oh, look at this.
So you can take this back to New England.
Look at this. I'm gonna wear it with pride.
It's a Memphis football shirt.
5-1 Memphis football
team. But they're
pretty
good too.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're 5-1.
They are.
They got screwed by Temple this weekend.
Somebody, like my Uber driver was complaining about them.
Yeah.
On the way here.
Well, they should be undefeated. They got screwed.
Really?
Yeah. By the conference.
They should be representing the Group of Five in a New Year's Day Bowl, but they were a very controversial play. It's not now, but they were going to.
Really?
Yeah, because they're going to be 6-0, but they had a very controversial catch overturned by video footage that we can't see.
What's with you? You're going all black today. Raiders?
Yeah. It's Wednesday, hump day.
You know, the arena is being built in Vegas right now.
I know. Right. Oh, my God.
I don't know how they're going to finish it in time.
Because it's supposed to be finished by, next season.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be unbelievable.
You know what's good? It gives me another reason to go back to Vegas.
To go back.
Oh, no. I mean, I
don't need anything.
Can you imagine?
I go from Mountain West and West Coast Conference Media Days every year now.
This dude requests West Coast Conference Media Days.
If Big West had a Media Day out there, damn right I'd be there.
Yeah. Can you imagine like a Thursday night game? Like get in on a Thursday afternoon, stay through Sunday? Oh.
Hey, real quick, because you're up there, did Boston get something special with Carson Edwards? He had 8 threes last night.
Is he coming off the bench special?
Is that just
I don't think he's. Listen, look at his numbers when you get a chance in the Big Ten last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were not good.
Yeah.
Now, he's been great since the NCAA tournament. He was insane. He's a great second unit. Like, I think there's –
He's a good bench guy, role guy for them.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Hey, man, we appreciate you coming in.
Great being here. See where the magic is made.
This is it, man.
This is it.
The city treats you well.
The plush confines.
So, how are you? How long are you in for?
Just today. I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
We're going out tonight, aren't we?
We are going to go out tonight.
We're not going to Tunica. It's too far.
Especially because you said you wanted to go to Let It Fly. That's what you said.
I would like to. You know, I'd like you to give me the local treatment here.
Well, that's very new. Also, for lunch today, that's where you got to go.
Where am I going?
The Wing Guru. You like wings? Are you a chicken wings guy?
I am, but I can't get the shirt.
Well, what time is it?
A little messy, too.
Listen, after you're done with Penny, we got to take you to the Wing Guru because it's going to change your life.
Really?
Yeah.
I may go now.
Where do you live, in Boston?
Yeah, we don't have great.
Yeah, you don't.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah,
that doesn't count. That ain't real. Yeah, so there's a whole other side of life that we have to introduce you to.
How far is that place from here?
5 minutes.
All right, I might go now.
Yeah, you got to go up there. You got to go up to Wing Guru. They have all these kinds of day. Is the Jaren Jackson flavor ready?
I think it's coming. If it's not, it's very, very shortly.
How are people on Ja right now? Love him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because, he walks onto the court. He's got 7 assists already. You know, he steps out there. He's already got 7.
Great.
You figure once he figures it out,
absolutely,
this is going to be like a 12 to 15 assist guy.
And I love those two in terms of not only talent, but Jaren and Ja.
It's the
character.
Right. Yeah.
Character, how they fit, everything about them. Like, you can build around those two guys.
No doubt.
Like, finally, I think this franchise, not that they didn't have, obviously they had it with Conley and Gasol,
yeah.
But, like, I think those two guys you could build around.
They held on too long.
We hope so.
You know,
they did.
But now.
Hard not to, though. Listen, hard not to.
Yeah, but.
Have loyalty.
Yeah, it is what it is when you're in a small market. But yeah, like you said, that nucleus is it's in good shape for sure. Jeff, man,
thanks
appreciate
for coming
it.
In, brother.
Welcome back to Memphis.
Guys.
Let's give another round of applause, Brad.
He deserves it. The man's got Memphis at 10.
He got Memphis at 10. People are tweeting that he would us. So you've made friends in Memphis again.
Exactly.
We will come back. Jason and John on ETRN-FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. It's an exciting time to be a Memphis Tiger fan, and we at Five Ash Roofing have decided to share our excitement. We are proud members of the Tigers home team, which means we sponsor the Tigers athletic department, and we're also season ticket holders to both the football and basketball programs. We will be giving away 2 and sometimes 4 tickets to most of the games this coming year. To have a chance at winning the tickets, find our Facebook page, like, and share our post. The more you share, the more chances you have to win. We also want to give away some tickets to those who wouldn't otherwise get a chance to go. So you can go to memphisroofer.com or 5ash.com and send us a note why you or someone you know should get the tickets. And as always, 5ash Roofing is fair, honest, and ethical. We're experts in all forms of roofing for both residential and commercial buildings. 5ash Roofing, 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
5ash Roofing, it's what we do.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydromassage lounges in all of our locations. Stop in today for a free demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
Your Memphis Tigers football team is back in action on Saturday, October 19th against AAC foe Tulane. This is a big game in the race for AAC dominance, and a loud and proud Memphis home crowd is necessary. Single game tickets start at just $20 and are available today at GoTigersGo.com. Come out and see one of the nation's most exciting teams. Memphis versus Tulane on Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee.
Stripe up.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. The BluffMemphis.com.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I got fans finally, and she wanted them to see me. I thought you want this for my life,
Head on over to the Wing Guru. Sorry about that. 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road. That's where Billy Richmond is serving up the best wings in town. Party, whole, boneless. However you like your wings. I'm a boneless man myself. Less work. Billy's got them for you, and he's doing it with the best premium flavors. Is that not right, John?
Yeah, Mike? I mean, you might just see Jeff Goodman over there. I think we succeeded in getting Jeff Goodman over there. They are coming out with the brand. I think I've seen it. I don't know. Maybe they haven't rolled it out officially, like, for everybody, but I have seen somebody post on Facebook about this Triple J flavor, Jason, inspired by Jaren Jackson Jr. So
it's time.
Yeah, I mean,
I think Jaren Jackson's all in on the Wing Guru. He's like an official official sponsor.
I haven't had it yet, but I mean, I can only imagine how spicy it is.
Yep. Billy's doing it big. Man, he's coming soon. I won't steal his thunder, but he's coming soon in another form that you're not going to believe.
Oh. Another form?
Like a flavored form of something that you're not going to believe. Like, his explosion's pretty amazing. And much of it due in large part to you, Memphis. You all have listened, you all have gone, and you all have enjoyed his fantastic wings. Don't sleep on his gourmet burger either. Jeff Calkins and Penny Hardaway will tell you that. When you see Billy Richmond, tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, so we just had Jeff Goodman in studio. How about that? The first time he's ever been in studio here.
And he comes in here and says he's putting Memphis 10, and you could go as high as 5. Now, that's respect.
It is respect.
Well, you're not getting, and I just made the point to someone else, you're not getting that kind of respect typically from these other national writers who more or less, right, it's okay, Penny, you still got to prove it to me. At least Jeff Goodman will tell you, and I think we'll admit what a lot of others won't, is that he saw good things last year out of that staff, and at least maybe not convinced that Penny's an elite coach yet, because like we've said, he's got more to prove, but convinced just like us all that ain't a bad coach over there either. That's a smart guy that's probably going to get it done at this level.
No doubt. Yeah. See, like Jeff
figured that out last year.
Jeff, and sort of his view of Memphis is like that to me is the reasonable view, between 5 and 10. Not between.
I think it's between 5 and 15, which he kind of landed. I've still said if you want to put him 15, because I think not Penny Hardaway, you know, not believing yet in Penny Hardaway is fair. If that's what you want to do, right? If you do want to just say, well, last year wasn't, you know, that was his coming year. This is with all of his guys, so I want to judge him on that. That's fair if you want to do that. And so I think for that reason, if you want to put him down there somewhere between 10 and 15, I think it's fair. It's, again, it's when it's getting after that. To you, it's 5 to 10. To me, it's 5 to 15. That's fair. I think
Goodman even said that it's down to 59. It's when you start putting 19, 21, all that stuff that seems to be getting a little bit crazy because, again, no team with the number one recruiting class been ranked that low to come into a season.
Exactly.
Josh's team wasn't ranked that low. He had the number two recruiting class and a coach that was in his just his second year of coaching.
Absolutely. So appreciate Jeff Goodman for joining us in that last segment. All right, we got a lot more to come here on the show. I'll give you a quick Memphis recruiting update. I mean, I don't know if the word is sad, but, I mean, man, I had tears in my eyes early this morning, too, Jason. I mean, I was crying at, like, 7 o'clock this morning when they started when they aired that DeAndre Hopkins story.
Yes, the man. One about him and his mom's relationship and what they've been through together.
Right? Yeah, man. Yeah. So we'll get into that. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply, national contest. Money. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, just a few seconds before noon here, and this is your first crack at $1,000. 12 noon code word is the word LAW, L-A-W. Text the word LAW, L-A-W.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.